Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Grabs game one, 8-3, 6-run burst in the second and fifth innings. Clayton Kershaw has his best outing in the postseason. Tiger Woods back on the PGA Tour this week, and Clemson announces its football destination games for the rest of this season. Busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We'll have a special guest, 8:25 this morning. Larry Williams, TigerIllustrated.com, one of my favorite people, joins us because I have an interesting topic that I will introduce here in a second, and I wanted to get Larry's input with his Clemson expertise on this subject. Also, our power rankings, national power rankings this hour, SEC second hour, ACC third hour. Looking forward to doing all of that. The Dodgers got off to a great start in the World Series last night. Bellinger homered in the fourth inning, a two-run homer. Had another homer in the fifth. The Rays homered in the fifth. And then Dodgers put up a four spot in the bottom of the fifth. After the Rays cut it to 2-1, the game was basically over that point in time. Clayton Kershaw had his best postseason start. Dodgers win 8-3. Same two teams tonight. 8 o'clock again, I think I'm right saying this. Fox again. Let me make sure I'm not saying 8 o'clock tonight. 8:08 on Fox tonight. Snell versus Gonsolin for the Dodgers. So looking forward to seeing a little World Series tonight. We have news in football. Two interesting news and notes. One is the All-American Bowl's been canceled. You know, the high school game that you see. Hate to see that. Those kids won't get to play in that because of the coronavirus stuff. Second thing, and at first I was like, what? And then second I was like, what? Third I was like, what? Now I'm like, okay, I get it. The Washington former team known as Redskins, they're now the Washington Football Club. They're thinking about keeping the name Washington Football Club for 2021. Be honest with you, I kind of like it. Simple logo. Kind of makes you think, like, why teams even need mascots and logos? And what mascots and nicknames? I don't know. I kind of like it. So, interesting news and notes there. We found out yesterday that Clemson gave us our game day destinations for the rest of the season. Their military appreciation day and senior day celebrations will take place on November the 28th against Pittsburgh. So Military Appreciation Day, gratitude for all those that served in the military. October 24th is the game coming this weekend. That's their annual breast cancer awareness game. And then the October 31st game against Boston College, Paul Journey, Clemson's football life and professional preparedness program recognized during that contest. So with those three remaining home games, a little destination, no homecoming this year because the fans, understandably so. So kind of some different stuff this year. And they just announced those coming up right around the corner for that one. I have some thoughts about returning seniors across the country. Got a busy show with the guest and with the three segments on the power rankings. And I can't wait to introduce a little subject here with John Hite in a second. The producer of this and many other shows. Engineer of this and many other shows as well. The Andersonian native. The most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina. Therefore, the keeper of the rose. Host of segment number two. John _ Hite in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. Our winky, wanky, stinky, honky, tonky, donkey, Mr. John Hite. How you doing across the glass over there, bud?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning?
Bless. Couldn't be better. Glad you're doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your day yesterday, pal.
Day was great. Good. Worked for a while. Had a nice visit by Mickey and Drake yesterday. Came by. And
how about that?
Little man running around on the headphones, having a grand old time.
Little man, he loves coming up here and loves running around. I told you since the coronavirus stuff, he didn't get to go do things. Like we're thinking about going to the Polar Express thing up in Bryson City for Christmas. We thought about going to the aquarium after the Georgia Tech game this weekend down in Atlanta. But with COVID, like, nah, let's just wait. You know, let's just see. Not that I'm stopping my life for COVID. I think you got to live with it. But, you know, be smart about it. You want to be careful about it a little bit there, too. So really, like, he comes up here, and this is like Disney World. It's this kid's Disney World. It's like one of the greatest things he's seen. It's new. It's
right.
Got different people in it. Different rides in it. He's tall enough to ride all the rides around here. So kind of gets into that part of it.
Gets to hang out with Kelly. Gets to hang out with Ben and Brad. And
yeah. You?
Yeah.
Don't discount you through this. Because he loves calling John. John? John? So anyway, yeah, it's good. It's good to have him up here. Good to see everybody around
here. And then
here,
worked till mid-afternoon or so. Went home and shut the eyes for a little bit and then went and had a Taco Tuesday.
Ah! Was this a restaurant Taco Tuesday?
Or yeah, we actually went out for the first time in a while.
Nice.
Got some enchiladas and a little margarita. It was a grand old time head by all.
Nice. Glad to hear all that for sure. Yeah. I want to introduce my topic here in a second.
Go for it.
But because we're slammed with all kinds of stuff with the power ranking stuff too. Segment two today. What you got?
We are going to discuss Rocky Top, Tennessee football, and what in the world is going on up there.
What's happening up there?
What is going on with Jeremy Pruitt?
What in the world?
For a team that told us that they were a contender.
They're back.
For a team that told us there was NFL draft picks all over this roster.
They're back.
Are they?
No.
And we will discuss why.
Who's in worse shape for this season? Tennessee or Auburn?
That's a very good question. I'll have to go with Auburn. Because
yeah.
Tennessee, granted, I didn't watch a ton of that game. Tennessee's not openly fighting each other on the sidelines.
That's true. And rightfully so with Auburn. I mean, they need to be fighting each other on the sidelines.
Well, at least they're showing some sort of life.
All right, I've held off long enough. Now, right. I want to freely admit this was not an original thought by mine. This is a Josh Williams topic.
All right.
And I thought so much of the topic that I invited Larry Williams on to the show. And just for full disclaimer, Larry's busy. Father, husband, writer, Tiger Illustrated, author, probably putting together some award-winning book again. So I text him and I say, hey, man, I got a great topic tomorrow. I was wondering, I know it's late notice, but maybe come on the show. He said, man, I'm covered up. I got a lot of stuff going on. He goes, what's the topic? I told him the topic, and he's like, oh, yeah, I want to come in. You know that's a good topic, right?
Where oh, yeah.
Somebody else got put out because Larry wants to come on and talk about this topic. You ready? Now, this is what Josh Williams sent to me. So this is a J-Dub thought. He says, is not having two proven outside wide receivers helped Tony Elliott to become more creative in his play calls this year, and a combo of having Amari healthy and more tight ends to work with, or is it just correlated to self-scouting and he noticed how they relied on too many 50-50 outside balls last year? Cause and effect, chicken or the egg, Clemson's offense this year is different than it was last year.
Yes.
Is that because of the personnel? Is that because of the self-scouting? Is that because of what the defense is giving them right now? So we're going to get all into that coming up. Just quick original thoughts. First, interesting that we can't agree that the offense is different. You just nodded to that while ago, right? You mm-hmm. gave a verbal nod of, uh-huh, sure. It's noticeably different to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
If you had T. Higgins and Justin Ross, would it be different? Or would it be the same as last year?
I think it'd be in the middle. Right. I think you'd have a lot of similarities because you wouldn't take those guys out of the game plan for as talented as they are. But I think you'd be crazy not to utilize the tight ends that you have as well. And Amari Rodgers. I don't think Amari Rodgers is getting enough credit for how he's playing so far this season.
Yeah, we have incorrectly and maybe unfairly characterized Amari Rodgers as this little slot receiver, a running back body.
More than that. Way more than that.
Yeah, and he's getting downfield and he's doing, you know, his leaping ability. He's doing a lot of things there. Making the catch, high pointing the ball, doing a lot of other things. And look at the numbers. And we'll go over Amari's numbers through all of this. The second thing I want to get into today, there is a TigerNet article out on the guy that seemed to be, remember a couple weeks ago where I said it's a different guy every week that you kind of get excited about?
Yeah.
And it was Jalen Phillips.
Right.
In the Miami game. This week, there's so much talk about Joe. Hello, Joe. I'm Dabo. And this joyful demeanor that he has, he's this dancer. Trevor Lawrence said yesterday, that was the kind of talk of the press conferences. He said yesterday, I've never seen a guy that likes to dance as much as this guy. Arms, longest arms you've ever seen on a wide receiver. 6'3 frame, raw, coming out of Canada, and a guy that's got this vibrant personality. You see him jump up down the hill when he runs down the hill and these poses he does. Athletic as the day is long. Paul Strela comes into this word springy that you never really talk about. Never heard of the word springy before. Kind of like Tigger bouncing around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
you know, like the guy's just springy. He's just everywhere. So still raw. Now I will warn you on the JoJo. He's going to still have some growing pains. He's going to have some dropsies. And it's going to, at times, look, you know, still raw.
It'll take a minute.
Right. But we saw this past week with the catch that was called back in the end zone. And then with the screen pass, the guy can do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the upside there, man, he's got like – and Nabo mentioned yesterday, I've never had a guy quite like this one. Like this guy's a little bit different than any we've ever had before. So we'll talk about a Joe a little bit today.
I like it.
Yep. Can't wait for that. All right. Now, I want to say today's a big day on the station. Qualk and Kelly are going to be out at Subway on 123 in Clemson, you know, not the downtown one, the one on 123, raising money for breast cancer awareness. We've teamed with Tim's Harley Davidson, this awesome buckskin jacket that I brought to the station yesterday. And when I brought it in, we're auctioning this thing off, and Qualk and Kelly are going to have it out there today. Qualk didn't know this yet. He's going to be modeling it today. Kelly gives Qualk a hard time about his fashion. Well, he's going to have a look today. Qualk needs a look, don't you think? I mean, of all the people that need a look, Qualk really needs a look.
Sure, okay. He's not awake to hear this right now. Absolutely.
Yeah. He couldn't get awake when he was working this time of day. So, no, he's not up right now. Go by and see Qualk in this jacket. We're going to auction this thing off by the end of the month. They're going to have a bunch of remotes coming up and seeing it. It's awesome. And it's for a great cause of breast cancer awareness. Let me tell you a little bit about Tim's Harley Davidson, who kind of came up with this idea. And when we went out, I went out and got pictures made. We did a little photo thing at Tim's Harley Davidson with me on motorcycles with this great jacket. It's awesome. So one of the things, a couple of the people that we worked there were talking about the family aspect. It's the third generation owned Harley-Davidson dealership. And she was saying, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly what, she had some sort of a health issue. She said, you know, not a day went by where these people didn't come and check on me and call on me and things like this. Said, you know, that we've had other people who had health scares before. And it really reminds you what family's all about. And that's what Tim's Harley-Davidson is. They happen to sell great motorcycles. They happen to sell great merchandise. But it's a family-owned business. Everybody works as family. And she started telling me about how long all the service people have been there, the sales people have been there, how long all the other support people have been there. And it is true. I want you to go by in Anderson, right there off of exit 19, 4110 Clemson Boulevard there in Anderson, 224-1531. Shop their inventory. It looks amazing. Look at all of their gear, because I got to tell you, it looks pretty cool seeing all that stuff too. Think about the service part of it. Think about trade-in part of it. When you're looking for that great next step in your life, think about Tim's Harley-Davidson. Again, in Anderson. Good folks over there, man. Really enjoy my time over there. And you know what else they have over there? Fun. Like, they have, like, concerts over there. They have benefits over there. They raise a lot of money for charities over there. They have a big, huge charity event coming up. We'll tell you about it later on, too. 224-1531. 224-1531. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Rocky Top Talk with John Hyde in segment two right after this.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
As the owner of a Toyota Tundra myself, I can attest to the quality and value of Toyota. If you're in the market for a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, I urge you to see the team at Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. They're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, and the Hayes family is set for the fourth generation to lead in the years ahead. The family-friendly atmosphere at Ralph Hayes Toyota sets them apart from the competition. 3525 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Interested in social work? How about engineering? Maybe you want to be a teacher or financial manager? At Tri-County, their university transfer program is designed to put you on the pathway of your dreams. You see, their general education courses are anything but general. Their expert advisors will help you select the courses that will provide the smoothest transition with the greatest number of transfer credits to a four-year college or university. Start there. Save money. Succeed at whatever's next. TCTC.edu/transfer.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats, from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Your Pie Clemson is happy to announce in-store dining is open from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. You can also dine on the patio or order to go for a quick and easy pickup. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health-conscious and delicious as possible. Don't forget to download the Your Pie app for easy ordering and quick pickup when you're in a rush. Your Pie, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, and online at yourpie.com/Clemson. It's fresh just the way you like it. We'll see you soon at Your Pie.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're celebrating 20 years in business at Bennett Equipment. Join us as we celebrate on Thursday, October 29th from 10 to 4 at our Piedmont store. We'll demo Takeuchi products, link belt excavators, have lots of door prizes, and factory reps will be on hand. And if you buy a Takeuchi machine that day, you'll be entered in a drawing to receive a $2,000 discount on your purchase. Thanks for making it a great 20 years, and remember, if you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
In these challenging times, Barham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is accessible during regular business hours. Call and arrange a video meeting or in-person meeting to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith & Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith & Archinold. Call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on rocky top, ain't no telephone bill. Once I had a girl on rocky top, half by the other half cat. Wild on me, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
I don't know if you know this about me. I am a big bluegrass fan.
As am I, huge bluegrass fan.
We need more bluegrass on the show.
Consider it done.
All right. And I'll suggest that the greatest bluegrass band, well, Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Sure.
Who I've never seen in concert still. My favorite bluegrass band ever is Cherry Holmes, who their motto was bluegrass on steroids.
Okay.
So like a little Sumatra from Cherry Holmes, maybe. You know, we do these Wednesdays. We did a Willie Wednesday. We did Eddie Van Halen Wednesday. Maybe a little bluegrass Wednesday today.
I like it.
Upon that. Sumatra by Cherry Holmes. Check that one out. That's just bluegrass on steroids, buddy. Anyway, my friends at Roto-Rooter make it simple, make it easy, make it, I told you yesterday, you don't do DIY stuff when it comes to anything that you have, when it comes to plumbing. Let them take care of you. It's our awesome friends at Roto-Rooter. John, you weren't here at the time. We had a stench here. Like, when you showed up in the door, you open up the door, you're like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! It's one of those stenches, right? Again, you open the door, you go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Those are never good.
Well, for some reason, we had a couple people came by. Yeah, I know a plumber. Old John, come over to look at John. Look at that. John couldn't do anything. Let's get Carl.
I'm a terrible plumber.
So we had like these amateur guys come by. Whatever. Finally, somebody here said, "Man, call Roto-Rooter." This is before they were advertisements. Call Roto-Rooter. We called them. The stench was gone the next day. I don't know what they did, but it took care of that for us. On much simpler terms, they took care of that as well at my home on some simple deals for me. They're going to come out and hook me up to city sewage coming up this winter. I'm going to contact those guys about doing that as well. So looking forward to that. Can't wait. So great friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, when it comes to like apartment buildings, that can be complicated, right? Your businesses, high rise stuff, they'll do all that stuff for you. So think about our great friends at Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Segment two with John Hyatt.
Mickey, you want to discuss a little Tennessee football here as we came back to the glorious sounds of Rocky Top. This is from the Chattanooga Times Free Press, a gentleman by the name of Mark Widmer. And I just wanted to go through this article, and then and we could try to figure out what's gone wrong in Knoxville. If you're a member of the Big Orange Nation, you expected to see what happened to your University of Tennessee Volunteers on a spectacular afternoon in Knoxville, raise your hand. I didn't think so. Inside Neyland Stadium, the Vols had whipped the Wildcats 17 straight times there, dating back to 1986, which just happened to be the longest home winning streak in the country for one football subdivision program over another. Talk about Rocky Times on Rocky Top. Or as 30-year coach Jeremy Pruitt said of his team afterward and seeming to criticize his players, heart and hustle. Talent alone don't make a good football player. You've got to have want to. You've got to put the time in. Maybe the best grammatical sentence he's ever put together. It would seem the time is now for the Vols to either improve or implode. After a 2-0 start, they are 2-2 in this bizarre SEC season of only league games. Alabama, which owns 13 straight victories over the Vols, visits Neyland this weekend. Yet what's equally troubling for Pruitt, his staff, and players may be the way they lost back-to-back games after fairly impressive victories at South Carolina and over Missouri. Over the past six quarters, at Georgia on October 10th and against the Wildcats on Saturday, the Vols have been outscored 61-7. A halftime lead against Georgia in Athens became a 27-point loss. Then Kentucky posted its largest victory over Tennessee since 1935, turning its 10-point halftime edge 17-7 into a second straight 27-point embarrassment for the Vols. What may come to most concern Vol fans everywhere is wondering if there are at least as many problems off the field as on that this 2020 team, seemingly so close and connected down the stretch of Pruitt's second season, may be lacking in leadership from the top down in his third. From Pruitt, we've got to improve our habits. Also from Pruitt about the Jarrett Garantano pass and the flat that led to a Kentucky pick six and 7-0 lead. I wasn't crazy about the call, said the coach. Yes, he also blamed himself for the loss. But when you're sort of kind of throwing others under the bus less than halfway through the season, something's bubbling beneath the surface, and it's not champagne. Especially when you have a couple of your key players espousing the same general thoughts. After Pruitt singing about Henry Toto, is that how you pronounce the linebacker's name?
Toa-Toa, I think.
Toa-Toa. For being dedicated enough to watch video of Kentucky in the football complex at 1 a.m. this past week, the linebacker said of such preparation, instead of me being in there, I've got to bring others with me. We've got to come together as one. We've got to play all four quarters. We've got to tell each other what we're doing wrong, even if it's an uncomfortable situation. Added sophomore running back Eric Gray, who led the Vols with 128 rushing yards, you can't coach effort. We got to go out there and play hard every play. He also said our whole team has to do a better job of preparing for games from the coaching staff down to the players. To this point, through the SEC has limited game captains for coin flips to one per team. When Toto, a sophomore, is your game captain as he was Saturday instead of an upperclassman, you wonder about your team's veteran leadership. Of course, it may be that this wretched performance was nothing more than Tennessee being unable to find much focus or emotion against a team it had beaten 33 of the previous 35 times they'd met. And that's somewhat understandable. For so long, multiple decades to be precise, UK has been the cure for UT. Need a win to be bowl eligible? Thank you, Cats. Need to start Thanksgiving week in style? You're the best, Big Blue. Need to convince a standout Kentucky prep player such as Luke Stalker or Chester Ford to sign with the Vols? I mean, would you really want to play for a school that has lost a Big Orange 26 straight times, as was the case before the Cats' 2011 win? Then there's the hangover possibility. The Vols just may not have been able to bounce back from their dispiriting effort against Georgia the way they needed to against an opponent that has now won two straight, giving up but 9 total points combined against Mississippi State and Tennessee. Yet when player and coaches alike are discussing effort and focus, you also wonder what's going on behind closed doors. And if the Alabama goes the way most believe it will, which means it will go badly for the Vols, then the state of UT football just might be about to get worse before it gets better. The glow off that 8-game winning streak connecting last season to this one, more trick rather than treat. As Gray was being interviewed by the media on Saturday, he said Coach Pruitt has been at this game for a long time, so he knows what to do. However, just don't expect those improvements to become noticeable until after the Alabama game.
Because the schedule gets easier. What are we doing? Why do we give Tennessee credit for beating 8 tomato cans before?
We shouldn't have.
Here's the bottom line. Let me back all the way up. I'm going to touch on that in a second. Here's the bottom line. It's garbage that you're saying, well, now we really need to get in and watch some film.
Oh, we're going to watch more film now. Man, that's garbage. What are you talking about? Watch more film now. No, we're really going to, I'm going to pull some guys in there, man. We're going to really buckle down. We're going to get more focused now. What did you knew that going in last week. What, you didn't watch film this? Oh no, we're going to become tighter. We're going to have a, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have a team meeting, players only meeting. That's garbage.
That's always the trick right there. You have a players only meeting.
Players only meeting.
Everything's fixed.
Man, that's garbage. It's bunk. It's excuses. It's rhetoric. It's words. You knew going in that the Georgia game is a big game, and then coming off of, you saw Kentucky play. You know you're struggling. It's a chance for you to get healthy and go out and do it. You didn't do it. You played bad. Gaetano, it wasn't because he didn't watch more film, and now all of a sudden he's going to watch film and have more senior leadership around him, and has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is you're not very good. You're terrible at quarterback. And
you weren't very good last year.
No. Look, you don't get credit, and we've talked about this all the time about Tennessee being back. You don't get credit for this big winning streak when the winning streak was against South Carolina, UAB, Kentucky, Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Indiana. You know, that's not credit for that. Let me remind you of this. That Jeremy Pruitt is now, and he faces second-ranked Alabama coming up this week. When Alabama wins that game, Jeremy Pruitt will be 2-8 against ranked teams. And that will be, they'll be 2-12 in their last 14 games against ranked competition at Tennessee. So, beat up on they couldn't beat Vanderbilt forever, but beat up on Missouri, beat up on South Carolina, beat up on Arkansas or whatever. But you're 2-12. You're going to be 2-12 in your last 14 games against ranked competition. You're not back. There's nothing back about you. On top of that, we hear about these rankings. On these recruiting rankings, how great the recruiting is. Who are we kidding with the recruiting rankings? Who does Tennessee have in this class? That's, and they're seventh in recruiting right now. The issue is that they've got 26 commitments. Everybody else has about, Clemson has 17, LSU has 18, right. Notre Dame has 19, Michigan has 21, Ohio State has 20, Alabama. They've got.
They're going to do massive. What shady guys in the SEC do. They're going to oversign and they're going to drop right. Scholarships.
That's
later.
Exactly right. But it's not like they've got a ton of. They don't have any five stars. It's not like they've got these. I think the Lewis kid's a good player. I think Hudson Wolf, the tight end, is a good player. I mean, the Dylan Brooks is a good defensive end. But they don't have all these unbelievable difference makers, these five stars, top 50 players, top 20 players.
And you know good and well, Pruitt's going to add a couple more junior college guys in there as well.
Terrence Lewis is a top 50 player. He's a great player. Let me look at who you got in the top 100 in this class. That's a good way of looking at it. I think he's their top prospect so far at number 38. And that's a really good pickup for him. I get it. Yeah, number 38. Linebacker from Miami. Good pickup. The Hudson Wolf kid's number 42. Really good pickup for them. Dylan Brooks is 56. Told you, that's the three that I really, really like in this class. Aaron Wills is a linebacker. He's number 73. So that's four. That's good. It's a good, solid class. They have four top 100 players. Actually, five. Marley is an athlete out of North Carolina. Kamen Marley. But I don't see any five stars. I don't see any true difference makers, and I don't see any great quarterback plays that come in there and knock things out of the park. Tennessee's building, but Tennessee's trying to do what Miami's trying to do and what Florida State's trying to do and all these tools. They're trying to get back to their glory years.
And they're trying to fast-track it.
Yes. Do your time, man. Beat Kentucky. Beat Missouri. Beat South Carolina, and guess what? Occasionally, beat a ranked team, and then you'll slowly build the next year. But you can't skip steps, and skipping steps is or taking the proper process of doing it right. That's not like all of a sudden one game and we're back, and one game and we're elite again.
But that's the mentality
because you're so starved.
Yeah.
Because you growing up as a kid, as a Tennessee fan, You were there in 98 and you saw them win the national championship. And you saw SEC championships. You saw top five finishes through the early 2000s.
These players never saw it.
So now you're 30 and 40 and 50 years old. Now you're going, man, in my lifetime, will I ever see it again? And you're just starved for it. But the point is, you crawl, then you walk, then you run, then you sprint. And Tennessee's getting better. They're recruiting a little bit better. They're making up some ground. You know what? Eventually recruiting up where maybe you beat Florida and then maybe you beat Georgia. But don't this idea of you all of a sudden now you're back and that you're no. Tennessee standards are back are SEC championships. And I will tell you this, they are far removed from that right now. They're not close to that right now. What you saw in the Georgia game is that they were outclassed. What you're going to see this weekend against Alabama is they were outclassed. That's back. But beating, going through an 8-game winning streak or 6-game winning streak last year and beating Indiana and South Carolina and Missouri and Vanderbilt and Kentucky and UAB, that's not your standard. It's good. It's better than what you were. It's better than losing to Georgia State. It's better than losing to BYU. But it's not, you're not back. You're not, you're getting back. You're gaining. But we act like it's a binary thing. Either you're back or you're not back. No. You're building a program. You're building a process. You've got, and you put some more pieces together. This class, I think, is an improvement. And next year, you know, maybe you win 9. And maybe you beat 1 ranked team. And then the next year, maybe you beat a Florida. Put that together, more recruiting classes. Maybe you beat Georgia. Maybe you make an SEC championship game in 3 or 4 years. But we do this binary deal of either you're great or you're not great. No. You're not as bad as you were, but you're not where you were when you were great. So patience and build is the point. Fair?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I just think it goes back to what you and I say around here a long time. It's difficult, but you got to be patient.
Well, you have to, and there is no other choice. We don't like it. It's not easy. No one thinks it is easy, but don't cheapen it as well. Tua, read the quote. You had the quote up there for me again about, I got to pull some more guys watching film with me.
Give me one.
Come on, man. That ain't.
Oh, he said, instead of me being in there, I've got to bring others with me. We've got to come together as one. We got to play all four quarters. We've got to tell each other what we're doing wrong, even if it's an uncomfortable situation.
That's every team in the country every year, single year. You didn't just stumble upon that as well. Well, now we're really going to do it. You know, like South Carolina with Jake Bentley. Never again. No, this year, our senior leadership's really going to come together, guys. Like, we're going to put some really effort this year into it. Oh, you are? Like, last year you weren't? Last week you didn't? What the hell were you doing last week? You didn't watch any film last week? Against Kentucky, y'all just all of a sudden you didn't. You said, well, we don't need to watch film against Kentucky. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all weren't accountable last week? That's garbage, man. It's talk. It's rhetoric. It's words. Stop with the words. Shut your mouth. Go to work. Get better. And eventually keep putting deposits in the bank. And eventually all that will come to fruition. Don't try to skip the steps.
When I see that, all I think of is a quote my grandfather used to always say, what you do speaks so loud I can't hear a word you say.
Right. That's exactly right. It's a great quote. Your granddad's a genius. Genius, I tell you.
I mean, he had a wonderful last name after all. He was a height.
Short break. We'll come back. National Power Rankings, where Tennessee won't be in it right after this.
Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game, only on The Roar.
While some things are unreliable this year, one thing remains the same, and that's the Mickey Pollard Show live on site at Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. Catch my show every Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655, Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 886-9080, or order online at ilovechickfilet.com or use the Chick-fil-A app.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
Whether you're a weekend warrior, serious athlete, or just starting to feel your age, bone and joint pain shouldn't come between you and what you love. That's why AnMed Health is proud to introduce a new team of highly trained orthopedic physicians. AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine brings the latest, most cutting-edge treatment right here to your neighborhood, so you don't have to choose between the best outcomes and the convenience of staying close to home. It's all right here. Visit AnMedHealth.org/ortho to learn more.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Dougal Funeral Services introduces a new local event venue, the Pendleton Center, opening this fall, right here in Pendleton on Mechanic Street. It's perfect for funerals, reunions, or meetings. McDougal's experts help you customize your event layout. There's a full kitchen for food and catering, plus audio and video equipment for live streaming and presentations. Now, Pendleton, Townville, Sandy Spring, and surrounding areas have a gathering place that's closer to home. The Pendleton Center from McDougal Funeral Services.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
$27 in an old jean jacket, and there's dust under the collar, 'cause I've been walking for hours, but I'm almost where I said that I would be. Just like on television.
All right, John, you gotta tell them now.
This is Green Sky Bluegrass. The song's called Past My Prime.
I like it. Got a little Avett Brothers kind of sound to it a little bit there, maybe. Saw the Avett Brothers in concert one time. Good stuff. Can we play that during my stuff here? I'm going to tell you about my great friends over at Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. It is the right way to clean, no matter if you spell it backwards or forwards. Get in touch with Zero Res. They've come into our offices, come into our homes, and done a great job with that. Drying faster, no residue left behind. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. $129 right now, 3 rooms of carpets cleaned. Free hallway with that, and that goes for your fantastic, maybe your area rugs you spend so much money on. Those are expensive. Maybe it's your carpet upholstery. I told my wife, she said, when Marley passes, we're going to get rid of these glider chairs. I went, no, we're going to call Zero Res and have them clean them for us because they're a mess right now. You know what? Let them help you out. Air duct cleaning as well. 558-7300, 558-7300. I love it, buddy. Green Sky Bluegrass. Green Grass Blue Sky.
Green Sky Bluegrass. They're fantastic. One of my favorites.
All right. So this is Bluegrass Wednesday. I like our Wednesday themes, different stuff.
I like it too.
Good.
It's fun to switch things up.
No doubt.
Hard to beat Fight Song Wednesday, though.
We'll get back to that at some point in time, too. Well, let's get into our national power rankings.
It's time for the National Power Rankings.
Still love how they rhyme power with power.
Power.
I love how they did that. That's great. Man. Genius. It really is brilliant writing.
Well, they say power like you're talking to pow.
They paid nobody pow. What's their power rankings? Look, I got to be honest with you. I'm ready for Ohio State, Penn State. I'm ready for Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota. I'm ready for Oregon. I'm ready for somebody. I don't truly believe that SMU at 5-0, after beating Tulane, Memphis, after beating Stephen F. Austin or North Texas, after beating Texas State, is the 12th best team in the country.
Well, you're not going to like where I have SMU then.
I mean, the great win against Memphis, that was good. But we're going to find out this week. The reason I ranked them this week, I almost ranked 11. We've got number 5 Cincinnati, or number 9 Cincinnati. Are they 5 or 9? I can't read it on my screen right now. Cincinnati and SMU. Cincinnati's number 9. Number 9 in the AP poll against number 16. It's going to be a big game.
Huge game.
So, SMU 12, I have Cincinnati higher.
I have Miami at 12. I thought they bounced back well against Pittsburgh last week. I think we kind of know that they're not an elite team, but I think that right now, until the other teams start playing, they're one of the better ones in the country. I got Miami at 12.
I agree with that. I don't think that Iowa State's the best team in the country, but I'm not going to put Ohio State, Penn State, and these teams up there until I see them play at least.
Yep, absolutely.
Iowa State is 3-0. They have a mega, when I say big, big game, I'll put them in there again this week because they're going to play Oklahoma State, which I have ranked higher this week.
Number 11, I have Virginia Tech. I think that they lost a tough one in North Carolina, but they've looked in the other ones ever since they have made the full-time switch to Hendon Hooker at QB. Seems to have been the right move. Curious to see how the Hokies handle things moving forward, but right now I got Virginia Tech at number 11.
I put A&M at number 10. I don't believe that A&M's the number 10 team in the country, but the idea of having a power rankings poll, this is a preemptive strike against SEC guy texting me going, you only have 2 teams in the SEC in your power rankings? Well, I only have 2 teams in the SEC in your power rankings. So I had to put 3 in there somewhere.
Right.
A&M is this week, or off this week, and then Arkansas next week. You know what?
A&M's going to be favored in every one of their remaining games if they if it remains constant. Arkansas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU, and Auburn. A&M could be in the national championship hunt. Give me A&M in the Superdome, man, in the semifinals. A&M at number 10.
If you're trying to get people to sleep their hangovers off on New Year's Day, put A&M on. Yeah. Goodness gracious. I got Iowa State at number 10. You know, like you said, we're not going to put Ohio State, we're not going to put Penn State and these other teams in here until we see them. They've looked good since the loss in the opener. Huge game this week, like you said. Iowa State at number 10.
I put Miami at number 9, mainly because are we just going to penalize? We don't penalize Georgia for losing to Alabama.
I penalized them.
Are we going to penalize Miami for losing to Clemson? I didn't penalize. I kept Georgia. I moved them down 1 at number 3.
Boo.
I mean, look, Miami looked against Pittsburgh like they got it back a little bit in there. Pittsburgh's quarterback was out. But who's to say Miami's not a top team if all we're going to do is based upon the Clemson game?
Right.
I put Miami at number 9. Still not sold on them. And I need to see Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, and Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. Anyway, Miami number 9.
Number 9, I have Texas A&M. I agree with everything you said about the Aggies. And no way do I believe that they're the 9th best team in the country. Or do I believe that they're as high as I have them in my SEC power rankings? But you got to put these teams somewhere. I have A&M number 9.
Can I go back? I completely messed up on this thing. I got one ahead on all mine. I skipped up. I had Florida at number 11 because of the offense. Iowa State at 10. I had A&M at 9. Miami was at 8 for me. You're 8 team?
BYU. Undefeated. Zach Wilson looked good. But they ain't playing nobody, pal.
I have BYU higher than that.
Okay.
I have A&M at 7. I'm sorry. A&M is at 7 for me on that one. I have BYU next.
That one number?
Let me see. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. At 6. BYU's at 6.
Number 7, I have SMU.
SMU. It'd be nice if I could count and not
math skip is tough. Over that.
Yeah. You like SMU?
I like SMU. I think
Shane Michelle's good.
I love the receivers that they have. I think with that offensive firepower, SMU
can
win almost every game except Cincinnati, and I need to see that game take place.
That is a Saturday game. That's a 9 p.m. game, by the way.
Let's go.
Talk to me at midnight about SMU and Cincinnati.
All right.
I've got that coming up. Look, I put BYU at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and BYU at number 7. Here's the thing about BYU. The quarterback is the, as Josh Williams told us last week,
the Mormon Manziel.
He's the Mormon Manziel. Hey, their offense has been, you know, pretty explosive. Now, Texas San Antonio held them down to 27. Outside of that, it's been over 40 points every single game. Not that Houston's great. The remaining schedule, they'll be favored on out. As far as the non-Power 5 and this New Year's Day 6, BYU, I think it's going to run the table now. Let me ask you quickly. Texas State, Western Kentucky, Boise State, Northern Arizona, San Diego State?
They're winning them all.
Okay. All right. Quickly, I went over on ours too much. Here we go.
What number are we on? Because you got me all thrown off here. Number seven for me was SMU.
Okay. At 6, I have Cincinnati.
All right.
I'm sorry. I just believe in Luke Fickell. It's nice to see a team play defense. They're going to have to play defense against SMU. SMU's offense is great. But they hadn't played. We hadn't seen them because of the COVID stuff. But so far in the season, in 3 games, they've given up just 37 points. Big test for 6th-ranked Cincinnati.
Number 6, I have Georgia. I'm sorry, you lose a game, you deserve to be penalized. The rest of the world may not feel that way, but I feel that way. I have Georgia at number 6.
Because I want to tell you why coming up quickly here. Oklahoma State at number 5.
Cincinnati at 5.
All right, Georgia, so you think Georgia would lose to Cincinnati?
No, not necessarily, but it's a snapshot of the moment. It is a power ranking. Georgia deserves to drop this week.
Georgia would beat them. Have Notre Dame
sure
at
they
4.
Would, but
have Notre Dame at 4.
Okay. Number 4, Oklahoma State.
Would Georgia beat Oklahoma State?
Maybe.
Power ranking. I have Georgia at number 3.
Notre Dame.
You think Georgia beat Notre Dame?
I don't know.
Alabama at number 2.
Alabama 2.
And Clemson number 1.
Clemson at 1.
All right. I dropped Georgia 1. I switched Alabama and Georgia. And you know what? If they played again, guess who'd win that one? Alabama. If they played in Athens, who'd win that one? Alabama. If they played on the moon, who'd win that one? Alabama. Because Kirby Smart can't beat Nick Saban, and Stetson Bennett can't beat Alabama. So, but the key of these power rankings this week, besides me learning how to count and not skipping over a team, the key for the power rankings this week is the big games of Cincinnati, SMU, and Oklahoma State, Iowa State. We go outside the ACC and the SEC for some big ones this week. And, oh, by the way, the Big Ten is back. So
Next week, John, just a note to you. We're going to rank Big Ten teams if you see fit.
If you see fit.
So, goodness gracious, we can get some of those other teams out of there. All right, we come back. We got a busy hour number two. I'll throw out our Clemson.